From health and wellness to education,
we need to be thinking about what it takes for students to succeed.
From art and politics to social issues of the day,
we have young Black males who are thriving in their communities and who are being shown as leaders.
The journey is what matters.
I would say to all of us, we can be better than we are.
Let's join Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, president of Howard University, and his guests as they take steps on the journey.
Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Today, my guest on the journey are two graduate students in art here at Howard University who are at the center of community conversations. First, we have Laurie Allen. She's a first-year MFA design student from Detroit. She did her undergrad at the University of Detroit Mercy with a major in digital media with minors in architecture and creative writing. She wants to blend architecture, art, creative writing to help at home in Detroit. Our second guest is Kanish Magwood. She's a second-year MFA painting student from South Carolina, did her undergrad at Claflin University, and is using her thesis to advance a conversation on race. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let me first start with you, Ms. Magwood. Tell me a little bit about growing up in South Carolina and what part of South Carolina are you from?
Well, I'm from Charleston, South Carolina. It's a very historic city, so it's like it's not uncommon to go on the Battery or go downtown Charleston and you see like an auction block or all the slave houses and whatnot. But that was normal for us. There was horse carriages, you know, telling people about that. So I come up here and they're just like, people have proms on the plantation, like what? I'm like, yeah, it's pretty normal, you know. Yeah. But so I would just say I was embedded in culture and embedded in like kind of like a time capsule of, you know, that whole slavery dynamic in a sense, right. But it kind of taught me a lot and is a big like foundation of where I'm at now. So.
Gotcha. Lori, you're from Detroit, a little different than South Carolina.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your experience growing up in Detroit.
Sure. So there's so much to do in Detroit. There's so much history. I mean, Motown, you have the automobile industry. But I grew up with my mom and my five siblings, so every day was so different just growing up with so many people in one house. I mean, it got a little crazy, but we're guaranteed a smile every single day.
Okay. And you said you have five siblings. Where
yes.
are you in the order of the five?
So I'm third. There's three boys and two girls, so I'm the second sister.
Oh, okay. Excellent. So, Kanish, after leaving your high school, where obviously you were immersed in the arts and exposed to it all around you every day, you then went to Claflin. Tell me what that was like.
The biggest culture shock of my life, for one thing. Just my school was predominantly white in high school, so going to HBCU for the first time, I had no intention of going there at first. It kind of was just happenstance. So I got there and I was just like, oh my gosh, there's no Taylor Swift. Like, I don't know what's going to happen to me and everything. So it was different because I really got to see firsthand that there was a variety of people of my race. And I didn't realize that I didn't know that at first from where I was at. But I really got to experience the different realms of Black culture and of Black people, and that we are more than just like a two-dimensional, you know, group of people.
And tell me about your experience in college.
Sure. So I went to the University of Detroit Mercy. I started off in the architecture program. I did that for 2 years, and then I kind of leaned more towards the graphic design aspect that was within architecture. So I changed my major to that. I also had a strong passion for writing, so I just had to kind of fulfill that need. So I took up a minor in creative writing as well.
So tell me a little bit about the graphic design, especially as it relates to architecture. It seems as if today when I look at, you know, where architecture is heading and the digital world that we have, it seems that there's so much more that can be done through that medium as opposed to what I guess would be more traditional architectural drawings and so on.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of the things we did in architecture were computer-based. I mean, we did a lot of our drawings on the computer. So that's kind of how I got involved in the graphic design programs, because some of the programs we used overlapped. But I would say The creative problem solving process is kind of similar. It's kind of the same. You're doing research to solve a problem, and you're looking at ways to creatively solve them.
Now, when people come to architects to try to hire them to do buildings, et cetera, we have a couple of new buildings on campus as an example. I'm always amazed at how architects interpret, what somebody wants, the form of what they want, the function they wanted to fulfill, and how they blend that. As you discuss your creative process, what are some of the factors that you take into consideration as you try to bring out what someone is looking for in your graphic design?
It's mainly looking at the bigger picture. You always have to keep that in mind. And you're not trying to create something completely new. You want to look at what's been done before and see how that can translate into current issues or current circumstances.
All right. You're listening to The Journey. My guest today are two undergrad students in art here at Howard University, Ms. Laurie Allen and Ms. Kanish Magwood. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Kanish, just to turn back to you, Tell me a little bit about your creative process. What are you thinking about as you begin a piece that you're working on?
Typically, I prefer work that I consider to be conversational, because I'm a portrait artist by trade, so I can easily sit there and do somebody's portrait. But to me, that doesn't say too much besides the fact that I have technical skill. So when I do work for myself, I want something that is going to force somebody to stop and look and have a dialogue and have a conversation, because to me, that's the point of artists in the first place.
Now, what kinds of conversations you want people to enter when they do? Give me a sense of a piece you've done recently and the conversation you're expecting to occur around that piece.
Okay, a piece I had done actually did it last year. It was a piece I did. It was a collage of different images of Black women. So it kind of just ranged from different things I would find around television and TV. And I actually went around and interviewed a bunch of people and just got them to give me two words that they would use to describe Black women. So that ranged from the really positive to the really negative. And I just put those on the collage. And I have a Black mannequin that I welded to the large piece. It's about a 4 foot by 2 foot piece. And then I just intertwine chains in it. So I call it hers, yours, and my chains. So it's basically saying that these stereotypes that people see on TV, that is some people's reality of it, whether it's positive or negative or true or false. That is their reality.
Right. So. Okay. That's fascinating. Now, Laurie, you want to start a conversation in Detroit, or you've been engaged in a conversation where you want to use the technical skills that you're getting to create a type of dialogue. What is the essence of that dialogue you're hoping to create in Detroit?
Well, I really want to work on the brand identity process of small businesses in Detroit. There's a lot of small businesses opening up in Detroit, but I feel a lot of them lack the resources to properly brand themselves and give themselves that image that where they can, stand out amongst their competitors and be chosen amongst their competitors. So I really want to identify the best practice for that process and work with small businesses on that.
Now, at most of these businesses that you've been working with and talking to, minority-owned, or are they?
Yes, they're minority-owned. So I worked with an initiative in Detroit that worked with community leaders, building owners, artists, and entrepreneurs, where we activated these vacant storefronts with small businesses, and most of them were local residents.
Okay, excellent. Now, when you think of visual arts and the communities that you came from, and obviously you both are interested in supporting the communities that you came from, what do you think needs to be added to support those communities to allow visual arts to be probably a larger part of the curriculum or the daily lives of those communities?
In a word, I would say dialogue, because from where I came from, art didn't have that much of a conversation back in South Carolina, because it is much more conservative, and so you're more apt to see like architectural pieces or landscapes, and you'll actually see work that's going to spark a conversation. And I actually think that for artists, like, they're kind of the historians. Like, before people could even write or, you know, do anything in that nature, art is what gave the pictures of what was going on in that era and what sparked different debates and different change. So I think that if we can start a dialogue, people will see the importance of the art in the dialogue.
So. Excellent. What do you think, Lori?
I think, I guess for me, small businesses really need to be heard. A lot of designers kind of go for the bigger fish. They don't really take on the clients who are just starting out or who don't know too much about design. So I think just increasing the resources to those small businesses, as well as kind of letting them know what design means in, I guess, the bigger picture.
You know, we are undergoing a branding project currently as we try to get a logo here at the university. When you think of the Howard University Bison, what visual images does that conjure up for both of you? Starting with you, Lori.
I guess I think of strength. I think of durability, and I think like force, like just really like strong, like you're kind of coming and you don't really care what's in the way, you're just gonna go for it.
Okay, I like that. What about you, Kirish? What kind of dialogue would you like our logo to create?
I guess basically kind of like how she said, strength and everything in community, and just it's Howard is historic. Like, no matter where you are, people have heard of Howard. So, I mean, just show it strong as far as I'm concerned. It's just like have pride in this school.
Right. Yeah, well, certainly. Now, just to change direction a little bit, when you're finished, what are the goals that you guys would like once you graduate from the program and you move on? How are you going to go and engage and, I guess, interact in your communities?
I'd like to teach college. I've had, I think every student can say this, I've had great teachers and I've had some not so great teachers. And honestly, I guess I can thank the not so great teachers because they're the ones who kind of prompted me to be like, you know what, I'm going to be the teacher that can change somebody or actually take the time for that person. So,
well, I definitely want to go back to Detroit and just be a part of everything that's going on. I want to continue to be a designer and work with small businesses and really just kind of use everything I've learned through my research to, I guess, better the city.
Okay, great. Any parting comments you want to leave us with in terms of things that you want our audience to think about when they next see art or have an opportunity to see a small business being branded?
I guess just to know that there's more that might go into it than they might think, and that there's definitely a conversation to be had. So don't just like kind of skate over art like, oh, that's nice, and then walk away like, you know, everybody, I know a lot of people try to say that they're not artists or that they can't dissect it. Anybody can really join that conversation. You just have to be willing to look at it.
Okay.
I would say support your local business. I mean, everyone has a story to tell, a unique story to tell, and you'll find that in the smaller businesses more so than the larger companies.
Thanks for being here. My guests today have been two undergraduate students in art, Lori Allen and Kanish Magwood. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, right here on the Howard University Radio Network.
Hey, it's your girl Shirley Strawberry here. Now check it out. You know, for the first 12 minutes of the show, Steve will give you words of inspiration. He'll give you words of hope, words to uplift you, words that will help you make it through another day. Then after that, well, the other Steve Harvey comes out. And you just never know what's going to happen or what he might say. So join the ride and hold on, everyone. Every weekday morning at 6, it is the Steve Harvey Morning Show right here on 96.3 WHUR.
Hi, this is Taylor Thomas with the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Make sure you wake up with me each weekday morning for news and information you need to get your day going, from upcoming elections to community events. Of course, you can always find me on Facebook at Taylor Thomas or follow me on Twitter at TaylorThomas963. Join me, Taylor Thomas, weekday mornings on the Steve Harvey Morning Show for the latest in news that matters to you on 96.3 WHUR, the Adult Mix. Thanks.